It is the Department of Infrastructure who are going to the High Court to seek legal leave to amend the definitive public rights of way map and statement. And so in the first instance, it is the Department of Infrastructure who will be paying the costs. The Department has gone through the process as set out in the Highways Act 1986 and has received objections to its plans to amend the map and statement. It now has to obtain leave from the High Court before it can make the amendments. Maybe if the Department prevails in the case, the costs can be claimed against the objectors, but there is no certainty in this matter.